Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Today being the 27th of March, I'm joined by my co-host Lucky Pires here on www.goforgold.lk, your favorite website for all the cricketing news that you need to know around the globe. Of course, international cricket is in slumber, but today we do have a game in Australia where the West Indian women are playing against the Aussie women in the first ODI. But come tomorrow, we have an interesting game coming up, which is the long opener of the IPL, the Indian Premier League. The first game is between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Sunrisers Hyderabad. Then on the 29th, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders. And remember, Mumbai Indians are being led by Hardik Pandya. And we also have on the 29th, which is a Sunday, the first ODI in the women's tournament between New Zealand and South Africa played in Kiwi land. So quick run through so that you'll have everything noted. Today, West Indies women play against Australia. Tomorrow, Royal Challengers Bangalore take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in the long opener of the IPL. Come the 29th being the Sunday, New Zealand women take on South Africa in the first ODI of the women's section. And the second IPL, Mumbai Indians will play against KKR Kolkata Knight Riders. Now then, today our feature team is Rajasthan Royals of the IPL franchise. The reason why we start off with this feature is because Rajasthan Royals are being coached by Sri Lanka's former captain, Kumar Sangakkara. And it's going to be a very interesting team because there's been a little bit of a revamp. Riyan Parag, the all-rounder, has been appointed as captain because Sanju Samson, who was with Kumar Sangakkara last year at Rajasthan Royals, has switched places. He has gone to Tamil Nadu, where he actually comes from. And from CSK, two players have been released to Rajasthan Royals. That is Kumar Sangakkara's team, Ravindra Jadeja and Sam Curran. Now, if you look at the batting side of Rajasthan Royals, Sangakkara has the luxury of Jaiswal, and he also has Surya Vansi, the overnight sensation, frankly. He's very young, played in the under-19 for India, looks a fine batter, hard hitter, and Jaiswal with a strike rate of 152 looks one of their main strikers. Then there's Riyan Parang, Hetmeyer, Jadeja himself is an all-rounder, and Donovan Ferreira. So it's quite a strong batting lineup. And if you look at the Rajasthan Royals bowling lineup, headed by Geoffrey Archer, Ravi Bishnoi, the leg spinner, and Narendran Berger, who does bowl left-arm seam, and Sandeep Sharma, known for his depth bowling. So interesting franchise, Rajasthan Royals, and let's wish them all the very best. We'll also be having a look at different franchises on a daily basis on our podcast. But just before I wind up, I've had lots of calls about the President's Knockout semi-finals being conducted tomorrow. The first game between Wesley and Trinity at the Royal College Complex, and the second game coming up at the Sugathadasa Rugby Stadium between Royal and Isipathana. Win prediction still remains the same. Wesley 62%, Trinity 38%. And as far as the second game, the second semi-final, Royal still ahead with 52% and Isipathana 48%. These are only win predictions by the experts. Doesn't have to be gospel, but it'll give you a rough idea as to how the teams will look like when they get on the park. And remember, in rugby especially, underdogs can make a difference. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pires this morning on our podcast. We hope you did enjoy our presentation as much as Lakith and I did enjoy bringing it to you. Sit back, relax, get your headsets on as I spin you a record for your listening pleasure.